Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got to change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in zone.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
All right, all right. NFC matchup of the week. We're going to get into that. The Packers are playing at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers home. Y'all know what that matchup is. Brady, Rodgers. Yeah, it's one of those matchups for the ages. We'll touch on that. You know what? The Cleveland Browns, we're going to revisit that quarterback situation. If this Browns team continues to play well, is it beyond the realm of reasoning to think that, well, this could be a quarterback controversy in some regard? We'll explain. All right. The Bengals, the Titans, the Raiders, they're all 0-2. Which one of these teams has the most likely opportunity to finish the season above 500, maybe even possibly make the playoffs? We'll get that extra expert opinion from TJ and Plex. And lastly, to round it up and wrap it up, we got Up On Game, Down On Game. Hour two of Up On Game is coming at you right now.
Fox Sports Radio. This is Up On Game.
Caught by Hushmanzada for the touchdown.
You want NFL experience?
Manning lobs it. Burris alone. Touchdown. And it's intercepted. LeVar Arrington.
Then this is the show for you with LeVar Arrington. TJ Hushmanzada.
They lose first round, Mike McCarthy's out of there.
And Plaxico Burress.
Tom Brady's no longer there. It's turned into a dictatorship up there in New England.
Three of the best to ever do it on and off the field. Live from the TireRack.com studios of Fox Sports Radio. Here's Pro Bowlers LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion Plaxico Burress.
Are you trying to go hunt now?
That's right. That's right. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios, TireRack.com. We'll help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code UPONGAME for a special offer when you sign up. That's code UPONGAME only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Thank you to all our 400 plus affiliates out there playing our voices through the airwaves. Shots out to our loyal listeners and supporters. I tell you what, you can find us on Twitter at Hoosh84, Plexico Burris, Fox Sports Radio. If you want to listen to us other than on the radio, you could go to foxsportsradio.com. You could go to the iHeartRadio app or Sirius XM 83, that is. If you missed the first hour, don't worry about it. All you have to do is go to Up On Game and get the podcast, and you can hear all the different things that we discussed in hour one. All right, if you want to get some extended, amazing content, you could go to Up On Game Presents for different categories of great contents that's sports-related. All right, guys, we got a lot to get to, not a whole lot of time to do it. I got my man TJ with me and Plex Stretch Armstrong and Pantene Man himself, and they've been bringing superhero commentary all show long. That's what they do. Hey, fellas, here it is. Time to strike it up. Here it is, the smooth sounds of how our guys react and respond to this question here. How's your weekend going, guys, man? How's everything going?
Hey, man, you know it's like late night radio show, man, when you got to come in with yeah, it's that late night radio. Then we get into it, baby. That's how we do it. Yeah.
Right. Man, of our viewers in the studio last week, man, a couple weeks ago, TJ bought some of the most enormous candy apples.
Candy apples. Man, I look after y'all, man. That dude be bringing in candy apples that it's like have some candy apple as a side accessory to all the other stuff that's on it, man. I don't even know.
He was like, I ate three yesterday. I say three.
Golly, they're intimidating. I don't know how you get out. It's like a candy, like a sundae, like a candy apple sundae. I don't know, man. It's pretty interesting. Really good, though. Shouts out to TJ for making sure that the sweet tooth stays alive in every young man that's out there that's associated
that's
with
that's my only Achilles heel, man, is I do love to eat.
Sweets.
I do, yeah. Man. Mm. I'm probably eating ice cream like at least every other day.
Well, speaking of good things, Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, this could be the last time we see this matchup. This could be the first of a couple times these guys match up this season. What are you guys looking for in this game? What should fans be expecting? I clearly am high on the Packers. I think that they'll figure it out as they move forward.
Boss.
I think they will. The Buccaneers are 2-0. I'm not as high on the Bucs. I'm still staying bullish on the fact that I just had this weird feeling that things could kind of get a little interesting for Tampa Bay this year. But nonetheless, they are 2-0. This is a big matchup. It's in Tampa, so it will be hot. The temperatures will probably play a factor. What are you guys looking at going into this matchup?
I've always thought that if Sammy Watkins could stay healthy, he would have been a top receiver from the time he was drafted. He's out again. It's third game of the season. He's out. And so Aaron Rodgers last week, you started to see him feeling comfortable throwing Sammy Watkins the ball. Who was he going to throw the ball to? It normally doesn't happen, but one thing that does not happen on a regular basis is you run the ball down the Bucs' throat. You don't pound them in a run game. Todd Bowles and his defense, they stop the run. The Packers winning games because of the run, I don't believe that's going to be the case tomorrow. And so if you cannot run the ball on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you must pass. Who's he going to throw it to that he feels comfortable throwing it to? And so for me, that's the dilemma, is you're high on the Packers. If Sammy Watkins isn't playing, where does he go? Who does he look to? Are they going to be able to run the ball effectively? I say no. The Bucs aren't much better. I mean, Mike Evans is suspended. Julio's out. Godwin is out. And so
It's going to be a battle. Like they in a better position, but go ahead.
But Brady has shown I can win with guys I may not feel comfortable with. I'm going to still try to get it done. Like, Aaron Rodgers shows that like he's pissed, like he's mad, like, nah, I don't want to play with the elite. Brady will get out there and try to get it done. I'm not saying Aaron won't, but he hasn't been effective doing it. Hmm.
TJ, I laugh when you say, who is he going to throw the ball to and who is he going to look to? Well, obviously, he's going to be looking at the sideline like he was a couple of weeks ago looking for some answers because he ain't got nobody to throw to. Listen, I really thought that Lazard, Randall Cobb, and that wide receiver crew would at least be picking up some
Christian
of
Watson.
Yeah, and Amari Rodgers would be picking up the slack to at least – As a whole, to produce what Devontae Adams did as a group, and they still haven't even been able to do that. But for me, for the Green Bay Packers, I believe that this game will say more about them than it will the Bucs, because we've already agreed that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will win the AFC South. We just had that the discussion last week when LeVar did pick the Saints to beat Tampa Bay, which didn't happen. Yeah,
didn't happen.
So,
but it wasn't bad though. It wasn't
but by
bad
no
pick.
Stretch of our imagination, the Bucs are not an elite team in the NFC. Nobody's picking them to, you know, go to the playoffs and win the NFC Championship. So, with that being said, if Green Bay goes down to Tampa Bay and they lay an egg against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who I don't think is a top five team in the NFC, they need to be worried. Because they're going to be in a situation to where I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, because I think that the Minnesota Vikings are the best team in the NFC North. So moving forward, this may be the last time that we see Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady play against each other. But it says more about the Green Bay Packers if they don't be able to win this football game. Mike Evans is out. His suspension appeal got denied.
You knew that was happening.
So it's going to be an even playing field for both offenses. I don't expect them to go out and light the scoreboard up.
Now, I'm going to go outside the parameters of what the conversation was, because you just said something pretty interesting, Plex. You said that Tampa Bay is not an elite team in the NFC. Who is? Like, that's the first thing I thought to myself. Who's an elite team in the NFC right now?
Philly.
Isn't that crazy to say? Now, to even come out and that be your first name that you come up with after last season with all the questions. When I look around the NFC, it's not the Rams. It's not the Cards. And that's who we thought it was going to be. The Rams, the Cardinals, and the Green Bay Packers.
Nobody thought it was the Cardinals but you.
Well, I mean, a lot of people think it was the Cardinals. They got a lot of talent.
I've always said that I thought that
they're fool's gold. I know you've called them fool's gold.
The Arizona Cardinals are the third or fourth best team in that division, and that's not going to change. Kyler Murray is who he is. He's a good player.
You guys have Philly as the number one team. Do you agree with that, TJ?
Yeah, my Super Bowl pick is the Bills and the Eagles.
Oh, wow. That was your pick? Is that on fire?
It was on fire.
You know what? TJ be making up stuff, man, along the way.
I'm telling you.
I do not remember you even Philadelphia
listen,
coming
man.
Out of your mouth.
I think I'm the one that was saying that.
Oh, wow.
The
these guys.
The
oh,
my
gosh. Bruh. You know what? This is what I'm going to do. I do a podcast. I'm going to just have to send y'all the recording of me picking the Bills.
Well, you didn't say it on this show.
Because we didn't discuss it.
So it don't count.
We didn't discuss who was going to the Super Bowl at the start of the season. We didn't discuss that.
We didn't.
So how are you going to sit there and say you picked the Bills and the Eagles?
But I'm telling you what I've done on other things.
Oh,
I'm just letting
come
you know.
On, man. Do it on this platform.
Well, if we discuss it, I will.
But don't just jump out the window and say, I got the Eagles going to the Super Bowl.
Listen, man. The way the Eagles have played, like, they not playing good enough football right now to go to the Super Bowl. They're not doing that.
Who is good enough?
They have the team.
Who's good enough? But they might be addition by subtraction. Who is good enough in the NFC right now to be that team? I just nothing jumps
Bucks,
out at me.
If the Bucks can get healthy, the Bucks can make a run. When you have Tom Brady, you always have a chance. The Rams, if they can get,
they don't look good.
They have a chance, but
they'll always have a chance. For that
hold up, Bucks. If the 49ers can just stay what they are. They have a big opportunity.
They're intriguing.
And so the NFC is not as strong. because there's no clear-cut team. There's no clear-cut team where it was like, oh, the Bucks, oh, the Packers. You don't know. And so going into the season, my thought were, if Jalen Hurts can make that jump, the Eagles are going to be tough to deal with. And through two games, he's making that jump. Now, can he sustain it?
All right. Well, we're going to have to wait and see. That's pretty interesting. Coming up on the other side of this break, we talked about just now what the NFC looks like. But I'm interested. What happens if Jacoby Brissett and this Cleveland Browns team continues to win and win the way that they're winning? How much pressure does that put on Deshaun Watson to come in? And is there any type of controversy that would come from it? We're going to touch on that on the other side of the break. This is Up On Game. That's TJ Hushmanzada. That's Plexico Burris. And you know what? I'm LeVar Arrington. So take a quick break. We'll be right back.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code UPONGAME and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code UPONGAME. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. Welcome back into the show, everyone. Yeah, it's one of those deals, man. I love coming back into a show where, well, you can play off of the song bit that's bringing you in. Don't want to be a player, but don't want to be a player hater. All right. Jacoby Brissett, he's a player right now. They had a tough loss to the Jets in the opening week. They had that game all but won. It was under control. Some way, somehow, the Jets were able to find a way to climb back into that game. But they come back with an impressive victory against the Steelers. If this team were to continue to win, and say they win 8 or 9 games before the return of Deshaun Watson, I'm of the belief, guys, that this their success could be a real, real heavy weight to bear for one Deshaun Watson upon his return. Keep in mind, he has not played. This is basically season three? Like, it's like 1.5, like something to that effect. I don't know. He didn't play last year. So now it's going to be half the season. So not season three, but it's been quite some time. It's been quite some time since he's played. And to think, to come off of that long of a hiatus of playing and to step in and be the player that they paid all this money to, is seemingly, us as pros, we know this. It's unrealistic. Like, let's be clear. It's unrealistic to just come back and be a star worth, a game changer of sorts. Even Michael Jordan struggled when he came back. Even had to take that 45 off. He thought he'd just come back and put the 45 on and be that dude. He struggled when he came back. If Jacoby Brissett has this team rocking and rolling, how much pressure and how hard is it for Stefanski and company to just pull him out and put in Deshaun Watson to take it from there, from that way? Am I overstating this, or is this of a real concern? Because to me, I think this puts Deshaun Watson under tremendous duress coming in immediately upon playing.
LeVar.
Good.
2:30.
Yep.
And I'm not talking about what time it is.
Okay.
2:30.
That's his money. That's his money.
That's how much guaranteed money is on Deshaun Watson contract. He playing. Okay. They can go 10-1 after these 11 games. Deshaun Watson will be under center. They won't be 10-1, but they could go 10-1.
They could possibly go 10-1.
And Jacoby. No, they will not.
That is possible.
No, it's not possible.
Okay.
It's what not if they possible.
Did? It is possible.
I mean, they got the Falcons, the Chargers, the Patriots, the Ravens, the Bengals, the Dolphins, the Bills, the Bucks.
That's possible. The worst team in football.
That's possible.
I'm just telling you the next game. They should win. None they should win the next games. Game against the Falcons. After that, they play the Chargers. That's
they
an L.
They could beat them.
They could possibly beat the Patriots.
They're
going
to
play the Ravens.
Chargers.
That's an L. They're going to play the Bengals. That's an L. They're going to play the Dolphins. That's an L. They're going to play the Bills. That's an L. They could quite possibly 1, 2, 3, 4.
But give them more respect than that.
They could be on a 5-game losing streak starting with the Ravens. It's not going to happen. But it doesn't matter, because the contract that Deshaun Watson has, when he is up from that suspension after 11 games, he will be inserted as a starting quarterback. Now, they could be 3-0. Yeah, they could quite possibly be 3-0. They beat the Panthers. Oh, the Panthers haven't won a game. They beat the Jets. Oh, the Jets. I mean, they lost to the Jets. The only victory the Jets have is against the Browns. And they beat the Steelers. Which team that they've beaten that is considered a good team? So let's let them get into the meat of this schedule. After this Falcons game, when they got to play the Chargers, the Patriots, the Ravens, the Bengals, the Dolphins. Let's see. They have a good team, the Browns. But once they get through 11 games, I believe at best they'll be 6-5.
Oof. Well, I do have to agree with TJ on the initial part of his answer, is that Stefanski and the Browns, they will insert Deshaun Watson, no matter what the record is, when week 11 gets here, because why would you even want to create any kind of quarterback controversy with Jacoby Brissett and Deshaun Watson, knowing that he's going to be your franchise quarterback and all the money that you did pay him. So to answer your question, LaVar, there will be no controversy because they're going to put him in as soon as he's available. Listen, the way that Jacoby Brissett is playing, all the games that they win, it will not be on his back of him going out and lighting up the defenses and throwing for 300-400 yards. It's going to be on the back of Nick Chubb and that defense. That is going to be the main reason why the Cleveland Browns are winning these football games. So it's not going to be a controversy. They're not going to go with Jacoby Brissett, even if they are 10-1 when he comes back, which I don't think will happen. It's a possibility, but there won't be any controversy at all.
Interesting. We're in the Up On Game live, Up On Game show, of course, live from the TireRack.com studios. DraftKings Sportsbook, it's an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code UPONGAME for a special offer when you sign up. That's code UPONGAME only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Let's get an update because I think this is a topic that has run its course. I think that if Jacoby Brissett is a part of a winning team, while I agree that you have to take him out because of what you paid Deshaun Watson, you can't have an asset that high sitting on the sideline. I think it sets him up to be in one of the worst positions that a quarterback could ever be in if this team has success. But that's just me thinking out loud. And, you know, for what it's worth, money isn't everything. So I'm going to sit here and say, even though win, lose, or draw, he going to get his check, You still want to try to make things right. I mean, I'm sure he's not happy about the way his reputation has taken, his character has taken such the hit that it's taken. I'm sure he's going to want to play well. I just think there's a lot of elements, a lot of pressure on Deshaun Watson to play at a high level. But that's just me. You know, we'll see how that all plays out. But Cleveland Browns, they look to be a team that can possibly make a run outside of what TJ's analysis was. Hey, let's go to a trending. It's Isaac Lohenkron, man. What you got? What's the updates on these scores, sir?
I got everything from every sport. Let's start with the NFL. Buffalo Bills safety Micah Hyde going to be placed on season-ending injured reserve today because of his recent neck injury, according to his agent. The Baltimore Ravens downgraded left tackle Ronnie Stanley to out for tomorrow's game at New England because of an ankle injury. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers elevated recently signed receiver Cole Beasley from their practice squad to their active roster for tomorrow's game against the Green Bay Packers. And speaking of the Packers, they have just placed receiver Sammy Watkins on injured reserve because of a hamstring injury. He's out a minimum of 4 weeks. Yeah. Meanwhile, multiple NFL owners have told the Washington Post in recent days that they believe serious consideration may be given to attempting to oust Washington Commanders owner Daniel Snyder, either by convincing him to sell or by voting to remove him. In the NBA, ESPN reports New Orleans Pelicans guard C.J. McCollum's agreed to a two-year, $64 million extension through the 2025-26 campaign. Baseball, Aaron Judge of the Yankees going for number 61 today, struck out in his first plate appearance against the Red Sox. Right now, the Yankees have a 1-0 lead over the Red Sox in the top half of the second inning. On the college football scoreboard, a lot of ranked teams having really challenging times right now. Number one, Georgia leading Kent State 19-13 with 1 minute left in the second quarter. But right now, Georgia has a second and goal at the Kent State 1 yard line. Maryland has a 13-10 lead at number four, Michigan. 1:42 left in the second quarter. Indeed. Fifth-ranked Clemson up 17-14 at number 21, Wake Forest, with a minute and a half left to play in the first half. Even 14th-ranked Penn State having some difficulty with Central Michigan. Penn State a 21-14 lead with 41 seconds left to play in the second quarter, and Penn State right now is a 4th-and-3 at the Central Michigan 44-yard line. 17th-ranked Baylor, a 17-14 halftime lead at Iowa State. Number 24, Pitt, a 24-14 halftime lead over Rhode Island. Fellas, discuss. Back to you.
Thank you.
Hey, you know what I just found out? I didn't know Tua had a younger brother.
He's a quarterback at Maryland.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he was at Bama. He transferred.
I say, yeah, he transferred from Bama.
Wow.
Yeah. Bengals, Titans, Raiders. Mm. They all have one thing in common, fellas. They're winless. Now, one played in the Super Bowl last year. One team has made a run for the Super Bowl. And the other added Davante Adams and seemingly was supposed to be a much improved team. This season, all three teams 0-2. It begs for the question of, knowing the stats, by the way, no 0-2 team in this new era of you know, the scheduling has gone.
Should it
to
be
the
a
playoffs.
Disclaimer though now because it's 17 games, not 16? Is it kind of little different?
It could be considered, but maybe not. I don't know. Well, I guess we're going to find out. And I guess that's why I'm asking you guys, will any of these three teams make it to the playoffs? Who's most likely to finish possibly above 500? You'd assume that they have to be above 500 in the AFC to be able to make the playoffs. This isn't the NFC East. Who do you see being that team?
Well, it's not the Titans.
That's
so
damn sure.
It has to be between the Bengals and Raiders. And the Raiders have played close games. They're up 20, I believe it was 20-0 against the Cardinals. They lose that game. So that's a game they should have won. The Bengals aren't playing. The Bengals are just looking for the big play every time they throw the ball. They're looking for the big play. And the offensive line, they're not holding up. But I guess I'm going to be a homer because I believe the Bengals are the better team. They're a better team than the Raiders. And both being 0-2, the Raiders, I believe, have a tougher division. So I would say the Bengals, if any of these teams have an opportunity and a chance to come out of this, it would be them.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, we just said last week, even though I did go against my old team in saying that the Cincinnati Bengals were the best team in the AFC North, and I still believe that. I mean, just because I played there, I'm not going to just get all emotional and say I'm just going to go off what I see. And what the eye test tells me is that the Cincinnati Bengals will get it together and turn it around and make the playoffs. But I tell you what team will not make the playoffs this year, and that's the 0-2 Tennessee Titans. I think they are in some real trouble, man, because offensively everybody knows what Derrick Henry means to this team. If he doesn't run the football effectively, then they don't have an offense. You trade away A.J. Brown. You don't have Corey Davis. You trade away five of your six wide receivers that gained the most yards, and now you have nobody to throw to. And I just, you know, I played with Rabel for 7 years in Pittsburgh, and he's pretty much taken that whole Pittsburgh staple to Tennessee with the way he plays defense and wants to run the football. But if you can't get just a little bit more consistent play out of the quarterback position, and I text y'all when it happened, I say, I really believe that the Ryan Tannehill, you know, era will be coming to an end in Tennessee because he just continues to be the zebra with those stripes. It's not going to change. You draft Malik Willis in the third round, and now you're 0-2. You might as well just put the young man in and see what you're going to get because you know what you're going to get out of Ryan Tannehill. He's just not the guy. And you can just see Vrabel just go over to him and tap him on the shoulder and say, hey, man, we're going to give the young guy a look. You know, I'll take a rest for the rest of the game. But I don't believe that was just last week. I believe that they're going to move on from Tannehill really soon and at least try to get this train on the track because right now, I mean, based off of where they were last year to this year, they're not even close.
I'm going with the Bengals as well. And the reason why is because I think that their division is an easier one to navigate. We just had the conversation about the Browns. I think they are the team to beat right now. It could be the Ravens, but right now I think it is the Browns that are the team to beat. I just think it's going to be very difficult for them to be able to, speaking of the Raiders, to navigate that AFC West. I you know, the Kansas City Chiefs are the team to beat once again. And then that second level is the Chargers. And while I don't fully trust the Chargers, I trust them way more than I trust the Raiders going through their season. So I think that the Raiders are, for some reason, they're just not impressive right now. I mean, to lose their lead the way that they did, I don't know. That I just lost a lot of momentum in believing that Davante Adams was going to be a game changer for them. I don't see them being a very, very scary team today. And as far as the Titans are concerned, it'll be interesting because they have the chance to be able to make a run just for the simple fact that I don't think that their task is too daunting where they currently lie. I mean, there are a lot of questions surrounding, you know, their division outside of, you know, the Bills. So to me, when you look at what they got going on, do you feel as though they can make things happen? I mean, they have the Colts, they have the Commanders, then they have the Colts again, then they have the Texans. You know, then it's the Chiefs. The Broncos aren't very good right now. So you're talking about in over the next course of the next 3 weeks or so, they have all winnable games seemingly except for the Chiefs. Then they have Green Bay, they have Cincinnati, they have the Eagles, they have the Jags. I mean, depending on how this season evolves, this schedule could be favorable for the Titans, or it could be tough for them. But I think that the Titans have the most feasible path to the playoffs if we're just talking strength of division, strength of schedule. I think that they can make a run for it, more so than even Cincinnati. But I do think by subtraction, Cincinnati is the team to look at because I think roster-wise, they're the best team out of the three. And I think that if they can start protecting Joe Burrow a little bit better, and like you said, TJ, instead of trying to go for the big play all the time, you know, find a way to get the ball in intermediate to shorts, run a short game. You got shorter guys. You do have a tall stretch guy and a Boyd. But you got guys that can run across the middle, run short passes and get you yards after the catch. I think that they got to make a little bit of an adjustment because they're getting to the quarterback too easily. And some of that is because, you know, Burrow's holding the ball a little long, but a lot of it's because they're not protecting him. So we'll see. We'll see how that plays out. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see out of those three teams if any of them can break the 0-2 statistic of the 16-game season now that there's one more game. Plus, we're going to come back on the other side of this break. We're going to wrap things up with up on game, down on game. Clearly, I am the best at this, and the results will show it when Bursch reads them off. we'll get to that, and we'll wrap this thing up. You're listening to Up On Game. TJ Hushmanzada, Plexico Burst. I'm LeVar Arrington. Take a quick break. We'll be right back.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my day.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back into Up On Game, live from the TireRack.com studio. I'm LeVar Arrington alongside with TJ and Plex. That's Hushmanzada and Burris, of course. Also, make sure you download DraftKings Sportsbook. It's the official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download it, and you know what? Use that app today with the code Up On Game for a special offer when you sign up. That's code Up On Game only at DraftKings Sportsbook. We got Jonas Knox coming up next with the Jonas Knox Show. That should be good. Make sure you stay tuned in, locked in, listen to him. If you missed anything on this one, you can go to the podcast and listen to it on Up On Game, the podcast. You could also go to Up On Game Presents for more content provided by personalities of different categories. So make sure you check all those things out. Without further ado, let's get to this, because you know what? I want to hear the stats on who's winning, who's up, because I know I am the best at this. So here we go. Up on game, down on game.
Time for some picks.
Are you up on game?
Hey, let's crank this up. Let's crank it up.
Or down on game.
Get down. All right, what we got, Bursch?
Well, you guys all went 1-2 in your picks last week, but LeVar, you did go 3-0 on your totals.
So yeah.
That's
yeah.
Positive.
How about that? Means, man. How about that?
How do we go all the 1-2 and 3-0 on the totals? What does that even mean?
Come on, man.
get it together, man.
All right, let's go. Let's go.
I'm still in first place, though, so there you go. I'm still in first.
TJ is in first on the picks.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
He's 4-4.
By how many? By one game?
By two games.
Two games. All right, I get him this
Play
week.
With it.
I get with it. No, I'm not playing with it. That pause. Come on, let's go. Let's go.
We'll start off Eagles at Commanders. Eagles are favored -6 here, over under 47.5. LeVar, we'll start with you.
Yeah, I'm going to take the over on the points, and I'm taking Philly.
I guess I will go. I'm going to take the Commanders with the points. I believe Philly will win. I think the Commanders will cover, and I'm going to go over with the points as well.
Mm-hmm. I'm going with Philly to win the game. I'm going under on the points. I just think the Philadelphia defense is going to shut Carson Wentz down.
What's the line again? How many
six
points?
6.5.
Here you go.
They're going to win by more than 6.5 too. Okay. So I'm gonna go all three. I'm a double down.
All right. Beautiful. Well, let's focus in on this game and take a player prop here. You can find all these bets on DraftKings Sportsbook. AJ Brown over under 74.5 receiving yards in this one. TJ, we'll start with you.
Oh, over. I mean, he's been eating thus far early in the season. I don't see a reason for that to stop.
Yeah, I'm taking the over on this one as well.
Yeah, I got to take the over on A.J. Brown, man. I think he's underrated, and he's a lot better than people think he is.
All right, let's move over to the AFC here. Ravens at Patriots. Ravens are favored -2.5. Over-under is 43.5. Plaxico, we'll start with you.
I'm going over 43.5. I picked Baltimore last week to win the football game. They let me down tremendously, so I don't think that they will lose two football games in a row. So I'm taking Baltimore and the over on the points.
Yeah, I'm a roll with Plax on this. I wonder why is it just 2 points? Like, that's really odd. Like, the Patriots are just this world beater. Like, huh?
Yeah.
But maybe they know something we don't know. 43 points seems low as well, but I'm going over. I'm going with the Ravens.
Yeah, I'm going with the over, and I'm going with the Ravens as well. They'll beat them by more than 2 points.
All right, and let's take a look at an interesting matchup here, the 49ers at the Broncos. 49ers are favored -1.5, over under 44.5 for this one. So, LeVar, we'll start with you.
I'm taking the over on the points again, and I'm taking the Niners.
TJ.
Wow, this is a tough one. I wanted to go last to think about it a little longer, but I believe it will go under. Man, they're playing in Denver. Jimmy G's under center, man. Denver got to turn this around, man. I'm gonna take the Broncos. They at home. I'm going with the Broncos, and I'm going under.
Yeah, Russell Wilson got to get it together, man. This is one of those games that they definitely got to have. That's like you say, Jimmy G starting this week for the first time. So I'm
man,
going
they got
Broncos.
Kittle back in the lineup too.
I'm going
man,
Broncos,
I'm crazy,
and I'm going over on the points.
And let's see how much you guys think Russ will get it together in this one. Let's look at Cortland Sutton's receiving yard total. Over under 58.5 receiving yards for Cortland Sutton. TJ, start with you.
Man, is Jerry Jeudy playing? I'm going to go under. I'm going under.
Man, listen, if the Broncos want to win this football game, he has to have more than 58 yards. So I'm going with the over.
Ooh, I'm taking the under on that one. I still don't see them being where they need to be just yet. So I'm gonna go with the under on that one. All right, well, you've had it. You've got it. We did it. We've done it. You've been put up on game. Now we're going to turn it over to Jonas Knox to be able to take you guys further into this sports journey. We appreciate you guys being up in here. Enjoy your Saturday. Fox
Peace.
Sports Radio with Check Ya.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.